But yeah, so it's like, but remember how I had such a hard time with Terry?
Oh, yeah.
No, I got good at it.
Okay, we're moving to item six on the agenda. Review discussion, possible action regarding selection of a board executive director. I believe Sean is still on the telephone.
No.
Sean's gone? Never mind. I believe Sean's no longer on the telephone. Are we good?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, we went into executive session and wonderful things happened. And item number one, you want to do one time, Mason? Review of the applications, the selection of applicants to be interviewed by the board. Could we do it by number, please, on recommendations?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, do we just say them out loud?
As far as I know, you just say the numbers and then that's what you send.
I would propose, I lost the paper here. I would propose extending interviews to candidates 1, 2, 3, and 5.
This motion.
I would make a motion to extend an interview for the role of executive director of the combined barbering and cosmetology board to candidates numbered 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Gary Bagley?
Yay.
Randy Flores?
Aye.
Earl Goodman?
Yes.
Marshall Knox?
Yes.
And Chase Turntime?
Yay.
Movement. We'll get him on that. Number two. Review of the candidate interview questions and selection of questions for the executive director interview. Do we have a motion on which questions?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion on a series of questions that I think would be beneficial when interviewing the candidates that we just discussed or voted on. I would propose that from the list of questions, we add a new question, 28, that is simply, can you...
No.
Oh.
28.
Oh, I was just saying. Sorry.
We're good.
You're good. No, it's a different process.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
We all know what it is.
We know what it is.
All right, so I would propose question 28. I would propose question 3. Question 10, an amended version of question 15, an additional question 29, and an additional question 30.
Goodman seconds.
Okay. Roll call?
Yeah, I second. I'm just laughing because, like, we could have said any numbers and the public would be like, oh, okay.
We did.
Okay, Gary, excuse me, Mr. Bagley? Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turntime?
Yay.
Next question, discussion of the interview and selection process, including the timeline for candidate interviews.
I would propose a motion that we extend these interviews to be at our next board meeting on March 18th and to have them be advised that we plan to interview them for somewhere in the range of 30 to 45 minutes.
Second.
With advice from our attorney, I'll change my...
No, just in addition, and those would be in person because we would have an in-person meeting.
Yes, we invite them to come to Phoenix, Arizona, to this building, to whichever boardroom will be in that.
Okay, all right, just to clarify.
As amended.
Okay.
You still want to second?
Just a quick question on that. If there's a quorum issue, which I understand has been an issue before, we want to make teleconference an option for board members so that we can ensure that we have a quorum and can make a decision?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that board staff would do that we would definitely work toward that as an option just to make sure, but to, you know, have them in person, I think
they should be in person.
Right.
We'll have want the candidates here.
Right.
So we have a motion and a second. Let's do that.
Mr. Bagley?
Yeah.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yeah.
And Mr. Turenshine?
Yeah.
Even though it's out of sequence, following up what you just said, is this a standard for us that we're available for that, that we can't have a board member attend by computer, telephonically, whatever magic we have, and create a forum out of that? Is that real?
Yes.
Yeah, you're permitted to do that.
It's like the limo. Ms. Flores has done that before. She's called in.
Yeah.
And it's painful. It's doable and painful, just my, and this is a public meeting, if you quote me, it's painful. Nothing against you.
Ms. Flores, what did you do?
No, I wasn't there for that meeting. It just.
But just to ensure that we have a quorum.
It is, it does make it harder for communication, but it is definitely doable. No, I wasn't there for that meeting.
Okay.
There had nothing to do with Ms. Flores.
All right, so that takes care of that item. Sean, we thank you very much. If you're there, if not, still thank you. And that brings us down to our consent agenda, I believe.
Actually, executive director's report.
Oh, here we are. You're right. I see that.
Okay.
Well, we don't want to miss that. Okay, so executive director report now. Number one, report discussion, board technology. Oh, wow.
Yes, we hired Mr. Brandon Devine, and he can introduce himself.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Raymond Devine, or Ray Devine, as I like to be called. I come to you today with over 40 years' experience in systems development, implementation, project management. So I'm quite diverse in the industries that I've worked with in the last, too many years. My task with this organization is to work on consolidating the business processes. We have two very diverse business units that have some commonalities, and at the present time I'm reviewing the business processes and seeing where we have commonalities, gaps, differences, and trying to prepare to bring them together as we go move ahead with the new software application that's been cited for. That's going to be used by 23 other boards within the state of Arizona, Thentia. I'll be working with the vendor and with this organization to bring two different diverse data sets together so we have a new system. As part of that, I'm currently mapping out all the business processes for both units, the barbering and cosmetology, and making sure that as we move along, we can implement those in a streamlined manner and make things much simpler for our consumers, for our customers, and also make sure that we're compliant with the rules of policy that this board establishes. So that's where I'm at right now. I've gone through a big chunk of the cosmetology board processes. I'm working, I've done some work with the barbering board, had a lot of discussions with our directors over here in the last 4 or 5 weeks. So we're making some good progress and opening a lot of eyes as we move along.
And what should we expect?
Well, at this point, my understanding is we're waiting for the vendor to give us a statement of work, which will tell us the scope of work they're going to do and things they need to provide us, and then we'll develop a timeline. Now, my understanding is the timeline is dependent upon funding, which doesn't happen until July. I'll be working with the financial manager for this unit, Carrie Watkins, is that correct? To develop a project investment justification for asset. Those are the things that we have coming up in the next few months. I'm hoping that as you appoint your rules committee, we can work with them to make sure that they can that we have a pure definition how the processes should work, that we can share the processes that are in place right now of what's being done, and how we see commonalities and where we can bring things together between the two units. So if you're looking for outcomes, the first thing I expect to have for you is a definition of the business processes and the flows. And hopefully by the next time you meet, I'm hoping to have that feedback from the vendor that we can have a project plan to see what their implementation plans are.
Since we're looking at July funding, are we looking at after July implementation?
Most definitely. However, where we are in the queue with 23 other agencies, particularly with our size and our complexity, I don't know where we're going to be. I do know that come end of fiscal 23, the server that we're currently, that's currently hosting the cosmetology application will be decommissioned by the state. And I know that there's some other discussions working with Salesforce to discontinue that, and there's a large cost associated with that. So we want to get off that as soon as possible. I'm hoping that we can have this project plan here pretty soon so we can go on planning from the financial perspective and from the business perspective.
Cosmetology runs on the, I think, GL program?
Yeah, GL Suites, yeah. Yes, sir.
Is that the same for barbers?
No, they work on Salesforce.
Oh, I see.
Okay, they're two distinct systems.
Yeah.
And they each have their uniquenesses. There's a lot of disconnect between, say, for instance, Salesforce and some of the business practices they have. There's a lot of disconnect between GL Suites and their online portal and the things that they have to do. We're hoping we can correct those to make it one streamlined process, not just for our staff, but also for the consumer, so that when a licensee gets on, they don't have to jump between different screens, that it's and that it controls the process. The other thing we're hoping for is that the process relies more on the applicants, licensing applicants, to take more responsibility for themselves than having to have so much intervention from the staff.
Should give faster results.
That's the goal.
But
I keep telling Bruce and Irma, having been in the software industry for so long, and I've been on the other side. I've been mostly a vendor most of my career. And when you're out there selling software, you'll tell a customer what they want to hear. So as my old employer used to tell me, don't confuse sale with implementation. So I know Bruce has gone through some of those experiences, what he thought he was going to get with Salesforce, and he didn't get. The biggest thing we can do to prevent that is what we're doing right now, and that's mapping out the business processes so that when the vendor comes to us and says, okay, how do you run your business? Here you go. Here's the functionality we need. Here's the process flows. We'll make some adjustments if needed. But we make you aware of what we need to do to run our business. And hopefully they can replicate those processes without any additional cost.
Okay.
And that we don't, and they can do it in the time frames that they're allowing for the process.
In the long run, when this is together, we'll have one large database.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'll all be one shared database. At this point, it looks like licensing definitions won't change much until you change the rules,
yes,
or go into your processes that you discussed earlier about how to consolidate some of that process. But at this point, we can set up rules and process along each license type and requirement as defined by the rules for those licenses.
That sounds excellent. It really does point out. I appreciate you pointing out the value.
It's critical, sir.
Yep.
It's very critical, because if we don't know what rules the system has to follow, we can't establish an effective system, which means more work for the staff.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
From the board?
I'm just saying it's great to have somebody with your level of experience.
Thank you.
Because clearly we're going to need the help.
Well, I'm looking forward to the challenge. It's, I've done similar things in different industries, but I'm looking forward to moving on and getting this project, getting the software implemented, because I know how much it means to staff. I see them struggle every day. I listen to the phone calls they go through and trying to provide quality service to our consumers, our customers. And it's a struggle, the tools we have now. So I'm hoping the new tool will make things much easier for them and for our customers.
Can we make sure that we have an update at every meeting? Where are we now?
I will, sir. One thing that I'd like to point out is that we have a January 1st funding starting schedule for the project. It might make the need for the rules to be accelerated as quickly as possible, depending on when the vendor comes in, because we start setting up those applications in the software. Okay, those rules are going to be critical to make sure that we have the rules, the process set up correctly. So if we can expedite that in some way, that would be a big help.
We'll organize a rules committee on the 18th,
right.
And then our chairman of that committee will assemble a meeting, hopefully quickly, so we can take a look at that and make sure that's high on the agenda.
Great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Devine.
All right, so now we're up to complaint reviews.
Step one, complaint review. A, recommended application denial, we have none. B, recommended dismissals. These cases that are under dismissal, the staff has reviewed these cases and they're without merit, so they're under dismissal. So we're asking the board to accept the staff recommendation and accept the dismissals except for B1, case number 95613, Image Institute School, license number ASL24. We need a motion for that.
So these are by staff.
Right.
If we had an executive director, would they be by the executive director, or is it always by staff?
No, the executive director would attend the staff meetings as well as the deputy director.
And what staff?
And the investigators and inspectors.
No, but was it the cosmetology staff, the barber staff?
Well, and then let me get back to the barber staff. You know, right now they don't have any cases to come up in front of the board. There may be some next year board meeting. Yeah.
Maybe you could help us
out. Maybe I can help you out. All right. Thank you. Mona Baskin, Assistant Attorney General. Just to explain the board's process, the cosmetology board had adopted parameters for the board staff to, I guess, filter cases through to make an evaluation because of just the sheer volume. So based on those, and those should be brought, I don't know if they're in the packets for the board members, but you will need to take a look at those and probably at the next board meeting review them and affirm them because we do have a newly constituted board. So what the board does is they review the cases based on those parameters and make recommendations. And as you will see in the statement at the beginning of the agenda, these are just recommendations. But board staff has reviewed them. The executive director and the deputy director attend a meeting where they review them, and so does the Assistant Attorney General. However, my role is clearly legal advice if any is needed. But the board staff reviews those and provides those on the consent agenda. So the board at this time can either take them as a whole based on those recommendations, or you may pull some based on your, and you should get copies of all this information beforehand.
I guess that's where my concern for today is. We didn't get copies beforehand. We're new board members that are just became board members. So did the staff act under us being on the board? Now we're being asked to act on their action. So I don't know that we have the authority. And you're our counsel,
right?
So maybe we need legal session, or maybe you can just tell us here in front of everybody else.
I was unaware that the board members did not review these cases. You should have all the materials, and they should have been provided you with that information for you.
I have not seen any of this till today. Yeah.
Well, then, if you have not reviewed them, then you could not have a meaningful discussion, and this would have to be pending for.
I have every page on here is new to me. And maybe I missed the emails. Maybe it could all be me.
And that is something actually that I think that needs to be, you know, addressed. And I don't know if it's through technology, but just as far as access to materials. Generally, board practice would have those a week in advance to have those.
Because I had the resumes.
Yeah, we had all that.
Yeah. Right. If I could speak, the reason why you didn't get these sooner, each of you didn't have an email address, and we were waiting to get your oath of office so we couldn't send anything to you.
Sure.
So it's not that.
No, I don't think there's intent by anyone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how we would review it, act on it, and under what authority the staff would have acted. This is where I'm trying to come from.
So can we move to postpone?
No, I know the recommendation. Yeah.
Okay, that would be so the board options at this time, because you did not have the materials to have a meaningful review, then we would go ahead and postpone or table those to the next board meeting, and then at that time we can also. Pre-
Yeah, Board book or Google Drive or PDF, however you do it.
So you receive hard copies?
No, not this time. I just know in past practice, we've sent packets, and so I'd like to receive it through the Google Drive, if that's the mechanism that we have, but I know that we are going to have a new Google Drive under with a new website and a new, because of this combined board. So I'm hoping that we get the link to that in time as well, so that, you know, because it's new.
Yeah.
And it's new to some board members as well. Just we're on a short timeline there, so.
Good things. Anything else we can just do?
So do we need a motion to table these pages?
I think the chair.
Motion to do it, right?
Yeah, I think the chair can just direct us to the table.
Yeah, and that's, that was my impression just a moment ago, that we're moving all these cases forward. But also that, we need to look at any other tool we can get that makes it clear and somewhere. So any communication pieces we need, let's get it all in front of everybody, that everybody knows where we are. I do a lot to fix.
I do have a question about the agenda. I don't see, and maybe it's my poor reading, which is quite possible, I don't see a place on the agenda for future agenda items.
That is something that you can add.
Okay, I just, if we can have on the agenda, and then I don't know if I saw a place for a call to the public.
Well, I can address that, this is Mona Baskin.
Yeah.
Yes, call the public is discretionary.
Oh, we don't have to.
You do not have to have it, right?
Then let's not.
And, yes, and I believe, yes, that has been the tradition, because they do have, they do allow for dialogue.
Yeah, and that's great. I love what would happen.
Right, right, so.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. All right, then we're up to my favorite part of every single meeting.
Dance party?
No, right before dance party.
Should I make a motion?
Please.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the first meeting of the Arizona State Barbering and Cosmetology Board.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Bagley?
Yay.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
Yes.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Yay. Good job, thank you all very much.
Good job.
We made it through the first one.
Awesome.
That's good.